I gave this series of messages a name, and the name is A Mustard Seed Sown. And what we find in the teaching that Jesus gave us in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew is that he said the seed, the mustard seed, is planted, and it grows. Even though it's a very small seed, it becomes a tree. And that tree is a blessing to the birds who live in the branches of the tree. And so the concept is that it has to be planted, and it has to be cared for, as any healthy plant would be. It has to have the right amount of sunshine, the right amount of soil, the right amount of water. But all of that comes back to heart of the farmer who has a desire to do all of these things, to make that seed grow and that tree to be healthy. Last week in our teachings, we're talking about praying, giving, and growing. And in our teaching of giving, we talked about a compassionate giver. And that compassionate giver was the one that's referred to as the Good Samaritan. And Jesus in his story said, a certain Samaritan. But Jesus said that he was compassionate. And the question was being asked, well, who is the neighbor? The priest that they talked about in the story, or the Levite, or the Samaritan? And they determined that the true neighbor was the Samaritan because he was a man of compassion. And so you say, well, define compassion. Well, obviously, it would be caring, but it would also be loving. And I think that the high standard there is to love like Jesus loved, because Scripture says that he loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus Christ, his own Son, to die on a cross for the sins of all humanity. But see, this was borne out in the character of this man that Jesus describes as being the Samaritan. It was borne out by the fact that he got off his beast of burden and he went down into the ditch. Compassion was demonstrated. In other words, it was lived out, because he didn't know this man. He didn't know anything about this man, as far as we know. I mean, it doesn't tell us in Scripture that, yeah, he said, oh, I knew, oh, that's old Fred over there in the ditch. You know, he didn't know who he was. He just saw that he was a fellow human who was in trouble, and he went down to help him. So he was moved by compassion to go down into the ditch, and he was ready and prepared to sacrifice of his time, of his energy, and of his resources. So, all these things that talks about a seed grown, in other words, a tree that becomes a powerful force in being able to minister to the birds. Well, if you are a person who says, Father God, I want to minister to humanity in a powerful way, well, then you have to be willing to get down in the ditch and allow compassion to be the thing that drives you and causes you to love as Jesus loved. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.